I hate the phrase money can't buy happiness. That has to be a lie. I have to believe that's a lie. Yeah, like I figure if you get like you hit the lottery, you can at least afford to make people you don't like unhappy. That has to feel pretty good. I do stuff like show up at a hated relative's birthday party and give them a $10 gift certificate. And then a $100,000 cake. I didn't know if you wanted cash, so I thought, who doesn't like chocolate? Enjoy. You'll never taste anything this rich again, you son of a bitch. And I hate people who try and get cute with you instead of just saying what they want to say. Because they say it in a weird way. Like, hey, Dan, a little bird told me you and Heather were having some problems. Really, a bird told you that? That's odd. That's funny because another bird told me that if you and your little bird don't stop pecking around in other people's nests, you're getting kicked in the beak. And then Big Bird himself told me he bent over your mom. Now how do you like your birds? That joke's called Welcome to Sesame Street, motherfucker. And know-it-alls. Know-it-alls gotta be like the worst personality type. People tell you gotta always can't do something, you know? Or you gotta always wait at least a half hour after you eat before you swim. Really? Always? What if you fall off a boat in mid-bite? I think you should try. Oh, never look a gift horse in the mouth. But what if on the horse's tongue there's a tiny little man playing piano? Why would you not look at that? That's incredible. Those of you who laughed at that joke are the only people here who truly understand me. Never run with scissors, but what if at the end of a very long hallway, your best friend is duct taped to a time bomb? Move your ass, Skippy. This is not the place to dilly-dally. I was in the woods a while back. I saw a sign on somebody's fence. Said, trespassers will be shot on sight. And I was like, that's brilliant. I didn't know you could just put up a sign and make murder legal in your yard. I put some signs up on my fence. I put, property taxes don't have to be paid here. Owner shall be addressed as King Cummins the Magnificent. Then I put a sign on my neighbor's fence that said, property of King Cummins. He's very late on rent. I saw the world's tiniest man. Have you guys seen this guy? This is intense. This guy's 2 feet tall. 2 feet. It's like he's half man, half baby. Technically, he's a maybe. I didn't see him in person. I saw a picture of him on the internet taking a bath in a sink. How I found that picture is not important. That joke's called Shady Private Life. Oh. I,